después de aquí no hay nada más, no sé si voy a ser el mismo allá. Hoy me despido de lo conocido, me voy muy lejos de donde he nacido. Desde ahorita me da miedo que no pueda regresar. Estoy dejando atrás un mundo entero. La nostalgia me pegó primero. Ya desde ahorita extraño la comida. El mundo entero se me viene encima. El peso de lo que es definitivo siempre pesa más. No hay dolor que duela más que tener que abandonar. No hay dinero que se goce menos que al ser forastero.
Ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day and have had a great week. My name is Shay, and this is Shine On here on CITR. And I'm going to play some bands that have been and are going to be performing at CITR Shindig, which is, of course, our Battle of the Bands, which is happening now. And there's a ton of really, really great bands that have already performed so far. And I know that some of the bands that are going to be playing in later weeks are also really, really fantastic. So I thought that I would just kind of bring these bands to the spotlight a little bit, and if you haven't been there, you can kind of hear what you've missed, and you can also hear what is coming up in case you are interested in going. So once again, this is Shay, you're listening to CITR, and I'm going to start this off right now with the band called Fundamentally Unsound, and they were the very first band of Shindig 2014. And the song we're going to hear is called Don't Mean Nothing at All, and you're listening to CITR.
We'll be right back. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Cool. So we just heard Fundamentally Unsound with the song Don't Mean Nothing at All. And they're a grungy three-piece. All of the bands are here out of Vancouver, of course. And after that, we just heard the band called Pale Red. And they are another trio. And they're super funky. They were actually the winners of the first night of Shindig a couple weeks ago. And they were super awesome. They had a really cool connection to the crowd. They were, just took the very, like, honest standpoint. They were just very blunt, and it was really charming, and it was really cool. So, yeah, so they were the winners. They have a really cool EP. You can listen to it on Bandcamp. It's called The White Mink, and that was the song The Kappa. So it was really cool. They're just really good live performers. So if you ever get the chance to see Pale Red, try to do that. Super awesome. And coming up next, we're going to listen to the third band of the first night of Shindig. Three bands a night. And this is the third one. And they are called the Vaporettos. And they're also super, super talented. Yeah. So let's just listen. They're called the Vaporettos, and this is the song Stealing Helicopters.
Taxi car and locomotive train. At the whim of crystal lights again. Wings again.
Well, that was the band The Vaporettos with the song Stealing Helicopters off of their self-titled EP, which came out this summer, actually. Super, super great band. Check out that EP on Bandcamp. It's awesome. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a very, very talented person. His name is Sam Tudor, and he performed at the second night of Shindig, so that was last week, and he was excellent, totally stole the crowd in my opinion. He's super, super talented, and he is a really, really great lyricist. He's great at guitar. Yeah, he's awesome. Check out Sam Tudor if you haven't already. He goes to UBC, and he actually does a little bit for Discorder, which is our CITR's magazine version of the radio. And there was also, I'm pretty sure there was an article written about him in October's, edition of Discorder. It was either September or October. But you can read up on that feature about Sam. And let's listen to him. He put out this new album. It's called The Modern New Year, and it's really, really great. I've listened to the whole thing a couple times, and I really like it. And Sam performed a lot of these songs at Shindig last week, and they were excellent. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off of his album, and it's called The Darkness Song, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Darkness, darkness, follow them down the rabbit hole. Fill their mouths with precious jewels, fill their hands with coal. Give them nets and wires and gears underneath the stone. But darkness, darkness, keep them there, leaving me alone. Yeah, leaving me alone.
Making a cuppa?
Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Just listening to Sam Tudor with the song The Darkness Song, and I could listen to that album over and over again. It's so good. And just now we were listening to the band Still Creek Murder, who were Shindig's Night 2 winners. And they're a two-piece chick drummer. Her name is Shay, which is cool because I don't meet a lot of other Shays. And that was the song Stripes. That's off of their album To Shreds, which is just a little EP that they have on Bandcamp. Super awesome. Check it out. All right, so this is the first installment of a segment that I'm starting here. I'm calling it Pun 30, you know, because it's like 1:30. All right, I'm going to stick with this whole Shindig theme. And if you've been to Shindig or if you know some stuff about Shindig, you know that a very special part of the night is Jokes for Beer. Jokes for Beer is literally people jumping on stage, telling a joke, and if it's a good joke, if it's collectively seen as a good joke, you get a free beer. So it's pretty much awesome. So sticking with that theme, I'm going to tell some jokes. I'm not going to get any beer for it, but I'm going to hopefully entertain you, which is really what I'm trying to do. So, what's the... I'm gonna on the first night of Shindig, I got on stage and told a joke. It was a pun. And so I'm going to tell you that one. So if you were there, you might have heard this already, but... Okay. So, what's the difference between a well-dressed unicyclist and a poorly dressed bicyclist? A tire. And I'm going to laugh at all my own jokes because there's no one else here to laugh at them. So I'm just going to, like, you know, do a two-man thing here. All right. So what did one raspberry say to the other? If you weren't so sweet, we wouldn't be in this jam. All right. What does Snoop Dogg use? Sorry. Why does Snoop Dogg use a frying pan? Faux shizzle. All right. Well, there you go. There's some puns. Puns are, in my opinion, the best kind of humor next to sarcasm. And if you're listening and you're like friends with me, like on Facebook, or you have my phone number or something, text me some puns or like message me some puns or something so that I have more for next week. Also, you could call into the show, like if you're listening, and tell a pun. I would really appreciate that. That'd be really cool. All right. Well, in the meantime, we're going to listen to another band who play, or I guess this is the first of the bands left to play on the show who have yet to play at Shindig. So these guys are playing tonight. They're called Screaming Queens, and this is the song Resistance off of their album Psychedelia. And yeah, so these guys are playing tonight at Shindig at the Hindenburg. If you enjoy it, you should go. You're listening to CITR. right. That was a good little mix there. So we heard Screaming Queens with the song Resistance, and then after that, the heavier Double Standards, and that was the song Legless Pirate, Don't Give a Fuck. That was just like off of a demo's little EP that they did, so it wasn't like the best quality, but you can get a feel for their sound through that. Double Standards are going to be playing next week. Next Tuesday, Double Standards and Screaming Queens, the band before that, are playing tonight at the Hindenburg. All right, so the Hindenburg, if you haven't been there yet for Shindig or for anything else, the Hindenburg is a very, very interesting place. I was kind of doing some research on it just because it's such a strange place. And I knew that I had heard from people that the Hindenburg, as it is now, just opened recently. And I found out they recently opened as the Hindenburg this summer. But before that, and I had heard rumors about this as well, it was like a fetish nightclub. And you can still kind of see like elements of that at the Hindenburg, which is really interesting and really weird, but awesome. So before the Hindenburg, it was just called Club 23 West. Super interesting. If you go downstairs, there's like this gated off area where there's like still beds and stuff, which is kind of neat. Kind of shows some history of the place. And I read this really awesome article on Georgia Strait, and the interviewer asked them, like, why the Hindenburg? Obviously, like, the name comes from the Hindenburg disaster, which is in like 1937. So like, why name it after such a like traumatic event? And they said, quote unquote, "It's basically because every place in Vancouver seems doomed to fail. It's a reminder that things are temporary, so enjoy the flight." Which I thought was really, really clever, and just, I love it. It's perfect. So that's the Hindenburg. You should definitely go. If you're thinking about going tonight, I think you should do it. Tonight, you're going to hear the band Revered, Screaming Queens, who we heard, as well as the Spheres. And I was gonna play the Spheres, but I opted not to just because there's some other bands that I really, really want to play. But yeah, that'll be a really good show. And next week, Double Standards is going to be there, as well as the band that I'm about to play, who are called Mock. And you can check out a nifty little feature on them in this edition of Discorder, the November edition. So check that out. These guys are called Mock, and this is the song Each Other on CITR. Correction, I just played Mock. That was the last band that we just heard. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so yeah, you probably liked them. Classic. All right, coming up next, we're going to listen to an awesome band who are, they're from UBC, and they actually were in, well, I'm pretty sure they were both in Totem last year with me. They're awesome. They have a very like jazzy feel, and I really, really like it. So we're gonna listen to them, and we're going to listen to the song Pleasure to Meet You. So this is Two Dogs and a Couple of Bods on CITR.
I met you at a two-doja show. You were obviously watching me, face flawlessly riddled with oddities. I loved your qualities, so I approached you modestly and said, do you like this music prodigy? She said, honestly, I've seen a lot of these, and you're just another Mac DeMarco wannabe. And I don't mean to be rude, you are kinda cute, but to tell you the truth, my boyfriend's in a bad mood and he's coming back soon and hates seeing other dudes with his boo. I'm sorry, what can you do? No, not my dearest, what about my lyrics? I wrote you a song, do you not want to hear it? Have you guys been on full dates? I know that I'm so late, but I think we're soulmates, and I'd hate to slow fate. And maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love, it seems that she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking. Maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love, it seems that she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking. Then her man pulled up in his two-seater, wearing cargo shorts and a new beater. He said, it's a pleasure to meet ya. I heard you playing shows, you could use a feature. The audacity, has the girl of my dreams and still thinks he could rap with me. I said, I think we're fine, but if we ever need a nugget, then I'll keep you in mind. Now I'm driving home on this windy route, asking myself, what is life about? I need some Modest Mouse, or maybe some Proust, or is it Proust? But what's the use? My crying's profuse. I'm writing my blues, writer's block from this noose that I'm wearing like a necklace. I went from restless to reckless, canceling my shows, now I'm burning the set list. I'm ready to forget this, but right then, my phone buzzed with a text message. Maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love, it seems that she's taken. Being with you is a dream I've forsaken. My mind's aching, my heart's breaking. Maybe I'm mistaken, but every time I fall in love, it seems that she's taken. I guess she's not taken. Boy.
CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, The Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30, screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and Film Sock members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock today.
All right, so that was Two Dogs and a couple of Bods, and they are playing Shindig next. Nope, they're playing Shindig on November 18th. So that's two Tuesdays from now. They're super, super great and super modest guys. And that was off of their album, Regardless of Genre, which is an accurate name. So coming up next, we're going to listen to Aaliyah Ray, who is going to be playing three Shindigs from now on November 25th. And I've just recently learned about this band, and I really like them. So let's listen. This is Aaliyah Ray with the song Flies.
Even if I had a chance to explain, I knew you'd never leave you the same. All drastic actions are left to right. Words spoken until they do not make sense. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Aaliyah Ray with the song Flies. And that was just a little, they just have a couple songs on their band camp. It's called Flies and Lancaster. Super great. Mellow. All right. Well, that's about the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with one more song off of a band who are going to be playing same night as Aaliyah Ray, actually. So a few Tuesdays from now. So just to wrap up, I hope everyone's having a great week and a great day. I'm going to go run and write a paper. So that's going to be super great. But yeah, if you're not doing anything tonight, check out Shindig. It's a really, really great time. Great people, jokes for beer, cheap cover, cheap beer, great music. So it's a great Tuesday night. And rock out. I'm going to leave you with the band Scotty P and the Virgins, who are really, really great. And this is the song Natural Selection. So thank you once again for listening to Shine On. My name is Shay, and this is CITR. And stay tuned, because Give 'Em the Boot is going to be coming up next. And that's a great show. So here's Scotty P and the Virgins. Rock out.